The cleanup of one of the most urban and polluted streams running through Sarasota began Saturday. WUSF's Steve Newborn takes us to one condominium whose residents not only asked for help to restore Philippi Creek, but are helping to pay for it as well.
We're just steps from the Orchid Oaks Condominiums, a collection of three-story buildings off Tuttle Avenue. Only a mile away from downtown Sarasota, I walk with wetland scientist Ronnie Van Fleet into a preserved area that's seemingly miles into the woods.
It's quite amazing that it's so productive for wildlife, being that it's actually in a very urbanized part of Sarasota County and Philippi Creek, which has been developed since the 20s.
In the space of 5 minutes, we see the flaming red crest of a pileated woodpecker on an old snag across the river. It's considered one of the biggest, most striking birds you'll find in North America.
Here we have a brown thrasher, which is a really neat and interesting bird. We have screech owls, we have barred owls that are nesting on the property. There's osprey and eagles that use a lot of the large trees. And then a lot of the urban wildlife too, and we've got bobcat, fox, I mean, anything that you would expect.
Bobcat here in the middle of the city, yeah, I'm impressed.
Yes.
Unlike its neighbors, this stretch of the creek has escaped the steel teeth of the bulldozer. But all is not so hunky-dory. Van Fleet, a scientist with the environmental engineering firm VHB, says many of the native species are being crowded out by introduced newcomers with no natural enemies. This is why the cleanup is needed. The red berries of Brazilian pepper shine bright through the green leaf cover. Telltale purple flowers of water hyacinth crowd out the creek shoreline.
Unfortunately, we have species like air potato and carrotwood and a whole host of exotic species that are in this area. What we're trying to do with this restoration project is to remove those exotics and to replace them with native plants.
It's not often that a condominium asks environmental officials to come and trample on their land, and this restoration doesn't come cheap. The Sarasota Neighborhood Grants Program and the Sarasota Bay Estuary Program required matching grants to make it work. So a one-woman force was formed, resident Jane McQuiston. She says this is personal to her.
How often do you come back here?
Every day. I have a little dog, and my husband and I walk every day, two times a day. We absolutely love it. It's just, like they say, 20 minutes in nature brings you back to peace and quiet, and so it is very much a retreat for us.
McQuiston started knocking on doors, and eventually the condo residents chipped in a match of $10,000 of their own money.
Most of the residents here were excited about that to the tune of almost 60%. So that we thought was a resounding success. The people who live in this community respect the environment and they live here and choose to live here because of that.
This isn't the first time the condo was taken to the front lines of conservation. McQuiston says a few years back they asked University of Florida biologists to introduce an exotic beetle from China to eat the invasive air potato. Even though the vine is seemingly everywhere, the beetles are doing their job. The plant's heart-shaped leaves are riddled with holes. Van Fleet says their work sets a precedent and a model for other landowners around the creek. He hopes people will take down seawalls to create habitat for fish, remove exotic species, ease up on the use of fertilizer so nutrients don't wash downstream into Sarasota Bay. And since this is the closest preserve along Philippi Creek to the bay downstream, Van Fleet believes this cleanup can have a direct impact on the health of Sarasota Bay. Steve Newborn, WUSF, 89.7 News.